Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagful Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other. Okay.
Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chef. Oh!
All right, everybody wants to know what my next big play in the card market is. They want to know if it's baseball, hockey, what basketball player it is. But guess what? It's football. Number 4 on the Raiders, Derek Carr. I believe it'll go 5, 6, even 10 times value, not by the end of this season coming up, by the end of 2021. I predicted 2 years ago when the Raiders hit Las Vegas, it'd be the biggest thing to hit sports. Derek Carr is finally in a system under Gruden where he's going to develop into a top quarterback this year. He will make the Pro Bowl. Everyone's down on Derek Carr. This is the best stock to buy right now. You can buy extremely low. You can buy cards for $50 and sell for $500 by the end of next year.
98.5, the Sports Hub. That is Vegas Dave just saying buy up all the David Carr cards you can get.
Derek Carr. Saying cards? Like football cards?
Yes, football cards, stupid. That's exactly what he's saying.
I was trying to figure out, was he talking about like in a fantasy league you could buy them and sell them? But he's talking about
football cards,
for $500 is what he's saying.
Yeah, okay. Laugh at the guy. I don't see you with all those bags in front of you. I don't see you with the big chain that says Vegas Rich on it. Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has thousands of dollars now. Up for grabs this weekend. Download DraftKings now. Use the promo code SportsHub during sign-up and play for a chance to win the big prize. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And it is Dan Lifschitz and Joe Murray. And you guys talk so poorly about Vegas Dave. And I see that lovable little Oompa Loompa. And he's all 5'1". He's three apples high. And he seems like if you give him a little goose, that he'll spit out some diamonds for you. Now, is this just jealousy on your guys' parts?
No. He's not allowed in, like, every sports book in Vegas.
Yeah, because he's too good.
No, that's not it at all.
That's not it at all.
He stole from people.
Yeah.
He bought a $500,000 handbag. Who does that? A $500,000 handbag?
Guy's really making cool a lot guys. Of money.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously makes a lot of money. Right, I mean, so, if you see his watches.
In his defense, the guy has what? Subscription packages that are $3.99 a whack or
Listen,
something like
he's
that.
A fantastic capitalist. You'll never, ever hear me argue against that. But the guy is a gambler.
He's not good.
Well, he's the anti-Kyrie Irving. At least Kyrie Irving is successful at playing basketball. Maybe not everything else, but he can play basketball. This guy is the opposite. He just talks, but, you know, can't actually produce results. So.
Now, have you met him? Rich, allow me. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Excellent.
Have you met him?
We've actually talked about this before, Fred. I had a run in with him in Vegas. It was not.
This is before. I know we talked about it, but this is before I fell in love with him.
Ah, gotcha. Of course.
This is before I realized that he could get girls from the Golf Channel that have completely lost their minds and get engaged
She's
to them.
She's a lady, I gotta tell you.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's not like he's not paying her anything, right? Because that expired and she left him and became single, and then he had to re-up that that contract with her, and now she's back, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that. I mean, first of all, like, Vegas Dave's gonna get married. I mean, if you're Vegas Dave, you can do whatever you want. You bring in a bunch of stacks into the strip club and just throw them in the air. Ah, oh, the life. So what happened when you saw him? You got in a fight?
There were some words said to each other.
Did he have security because he's Vegas Dave?
I didn't have security. He had a posse.
Ooh.
Yes, he had a posse.
Was it Crispin Glover in it?
No. Crispin Glover was not in
I actually have their theme song. Biggest Dave and all of his...
Biggest Dave, very sad when R2-D2 died.
Those are Ewoks, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so Holly Saunders, it says right here on Joe Murray's Vegas Dave Sucks, Holly is a smoke. The best thing about Holly Saunders is she went from Girl Next Door on the Golf Channel, and then she just said, I'm going to get every plastic surgery I can. And now look at her. She's got a big fake boobies. She's done her lips. And Vegas Dave just, like, lays back and she takes over.
I think she lays back and lets him pay for everything is what I think.
I mean,
she does look good, I got to tell you.
If you're dating someone like Vegas, I mean, and it shows where she is in her career that she's with Vegas Dave. I mean, that shows that, I mean, a woman that one time was going to be the lead female on the golf coverage on Fox is now dating Vegas Dave on Instagram.
Oh, this is a Britney Spears type mental breakdown, I think, for her.
No doubt about it.
You know, she's looking good and she's making money. This is all dollar signs for her right now. Vacations, handbags, you know, golf.
But doesn't he live at his parents' house?
He did at one. Remember? I mean, if you watched that.
I did.
That series.
His parents have bailed him out financially numerous times.
Okay.
And then during the pandemic, he was capitalizing on, like, What could you even bet on at that point? He was selling subscriptions for $99 a month.
Korean baseball.
It was bad.
Horse racing. I can't remember what else he was selling. He was selling all sorts of stuff, and it obviously did not go well. I assume. I mean, you know, no one actually profits us, the guy and everything. Everyone talks badly about him.
So what did you say to him when you approached the Vegas Dave Posse? Like, what was said when you guys got face-to-face?
I think that's not appropriate for the air there, Rich.
Well, I mean, so you just started swearing at him?
No, I mean, no. He had actually kind of instigated it a little bit.
So he knew who you were?
No, he did not know
who I was. He has blocked Dan Lipschitz, though.
That is true. But no, he instigated it with someone who I was with.
And I
had already disliked him, you know, and so that was he's real small. he's really small. Yeah, I mean, I'm like probably two or three times the size of him. I'm a big human being in general, but I mean,
yeah, he's a little love bug.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to what's going on.
Actually, he reminds me of a fat situation.
That's what I was saying. He's like a half-baked situation.
Yeah, but you have to, like, cut the situation in half.
Yeah.
And situation's not a tall man as it is. Oh, but those guns.
That's right.
Okay, so will there be an MLB regular season? It looks like that people believe there will be, right?
The odds right now, -250, no, +175. The line has gotten better in favor of yes. I just still think there might be a way that this thing doesn't go through.
Pretty much everywhere is the favorite, yes, but I saw it get up to 380 some places and then drop back down. Yeah. The line of whether or not there's going to be an MLB season has been moving around quite a bit. Again, it's a super small market, but again, this thing should happen. There's too much money for both sides to lose, even though they're both acting like, you know, children. There's too much money for both sides to lose here, so they probably will, you know, find a way to make this work.
Okay.
All right, so if you look at the MVP of the American League, it looks like there's a ton of value outside of Mike Trout.
Rafael Devers +1,500. I was interested to see that on the list. Yeah. I wouldn't even put him in the MVP conversation for this team.
But if you're only going to have 50 or 60 games, all it takes is one hot month, and you're in the conversation.
The guy I look at is Alex Bregman. He's +1,200. Guy's going to be a free agent. He could go off in a short amount of time. He's in that Mookie Betts situation there. So
what's he doing without trash cans, Joe?
It's true.
I mean, again,
what are they going to do about cheating in a shortened season? Are they even going to look at it?
I mean, I don't think that they're going to probably spend too much time reviewing any of that stuff. But
you're going to be able to hear it. There's going to be no fans. You can't bang on trash cans. There's no fans. I mean, you know, they're kind of at a loss there.
All right. So I'm looking here. You don't have it on this list, but I want to ask you about the NBA futures. And I know we've talked about whether one team could be better or the other. But Chris Mannix had a really good article that came out recently. And he's convinced that the 76ers are going to go to the finals. And his whole reasoning is that when you start back up the way that they're doing, where just you're going from 0 to 60, that three-point shooting is going to be way off. I've heard it was either him or somebody else saying it's going to be almost like a college game for a while. And so just get rid of the teams that rely on the three-point shooting. What you want is a team that's, you know, huge down low. You know, you got guys like Ben Simmons. We joke about how he's no good at the three, but everywhere else, I mean, obviously he's a monster. Joel Embiid as well, and he was playing well before everything, you know, crumbled with the team. So is that a good place to put your money, the 76ers potentially, to at least win the East? Let's not even say the championship, but would that be a good place to put your money, the Sixers, using the type of theory that he's come up with?
I would say that's one of the worst places to put your money.
Really?
Look, Philadelphia was an incredibly fantastic home team, and I thought because of that, if they're able to sneak a road game from a team like Milwaukee, they'll probably have a real good chance to sweep at home. I think they were something like 29-2 or something.
Yeah,
ridiculous,
and they were dreadful on the road.
Okay, a neutral site game, from what you know, from the what the data has shown, is more similar to a road game, far more similar to a road game than it is a home game. So if you're going by that theory, Chris Mannix is going to lose his money in a day, which is why these guys don't bet. You know, that I mean, that would be, in my opinion, one of the worst bets that you can make. I mean, I think that maybe you have a guy like Joel Embiid who might help early on, but you know, you don't want to bet on a team that can't play on the road. And regardless if it's a neutral court, it's more of a road situation than a home situation.
And Dan, isn't it also kind of where the younger the team, the more susceptible they are to playing better when it's a home crowd, and the more susceptible they are actually, you know, conversely, to not playing as well when there's not that home crowd cheering you on? It's like the younger the crowd, the more susceptible you are to the environment.
I don't know if I buy that totally. I mean, you know, there's different theories of thought. I'm definitely not right plenty of the time.
I would say that about benches.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a bench thing where, like, you know, bench players can definitely go off at home more than they do on the road, and it speaks to having a good bench when you can win on the road. So I mean, I think you're looking more at, you know, I would look more, you know, who benefits from being on the road and not having to play in specific, you know, home places. So whoever's facing the Sixers, you know, the Celtics now, who potentially were going to face the Sixers, to me, it's a huge bump for them. Huge bump.
Yeah. Right now, 76ers 14-1 odds to win to come out of the East. Celtics are 6-1, Raptors 9-1, of course. The Bucks are the favorite there, but Celtics have a shot, and again, we don't know who's going to play in this thing, so could there be a star player who doesn't play? That could be an advantage here, but you know, the more I look at it, right now the Celtics are -200 and change, +225 to beat the 76ers. I'd roll with that. I just think the Sixers don't have a good bench. And
all right, can you guys stick around? Because there's two things we need to get to. Number one, we need to get to the Degenerate Special, because after going, what, like 10 in a row, we finally lost one, so I got to get my bankroll back up, which, you know, hey, listen, you win 10, you lose one, I'm A-okay with that. And the other thing is, I got to find out about the Sarge Masterclass and how that went.
Yeah, no, okay.
Yes, what you want to do is be as annoying as possible. All right. We will talk to people that are not Vegas Dave in just a moment.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chef.
All right, everybody wants to know what my next big play in the card market is. They want to know if it's baseball, hockey, what basketball player it is. But guess what? It's football. Number 4 on the Raiders, Derek Carr. I believe it'll go 5, 6, even 10 times value, not by the end of this season coming up, but the end of 2021. I predicted 2 years ago when the Raiders hit Las Vegas, it'd be the biggest thing to hit sports. Derek Carr is finally in the system under Gruden where he's going to...
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Sports Hub. Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Five to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It is Dan Lifschitz and Joe Murray. They are the Bankroll Boys. And, this has got to be feeling pretty good as sports get going again. They'll be able to take care of business in just a matter of days. But, gentlemen, Rich was saying this, is that there has not been a degenerate special as of this week. Now, Rich, you've been doing well on these degenerate specials. What kind of bets have they been?
They've been killing it. Like a Korean soccer. To be quite honest, I don't even know what I was betting on half the time. He would just say the name of two teams in a different country, and I'm not sure if it was lacrosse or it was some sort of foreign checkers, but I was earning money. I know that because I would all of a sudden have three or four people tweet me and go, hey, by the way, I'm watching this online, and you hit. Now, I was, what, Dan, where were we going? Like 6-7 in a row we were hitting, and then we finally dropped one this past week, which, of course, is to be expected. But
sport?
My bankroll's back at a zero. It's at a zero, right. So I got to get back up. Yep.
Yeah, you're
so
gonna to, you're gonna have to put down $5,000.
do it Vegas Dave style. Maybe I should put down enough to get one of these bags.
$1,000 max.
I'm not sure there's any boys that takes $5,000 limits on South Korean soccer anywhere, Fred. But if you find somewhere, you let me know.
Well, I mean, you're the guys. I mean, you're the bankroll boys. Let's make it happen.
All right, what do you got? What do you got for me? Give me a degenerate special.
All right, I apologize for my pronunciation. Just a straight heads up.
See, now I already know it's going to be good. Yep, if you don't know how to pronounce it, it's going
to
be good.
Yep, we're going back to South Korea. We're going back to South Korea on not tonight, tomorrow night. So Saturday morning, Seongnam takes on Sangju Sangmu. Okay, 6 a.m.
All right.
And we are going with the under 2.5 on Seongnam Sangju Sangmu.
The under.
The under.
Wait, so you are not a Belmont Stakes guy? You prefer the what is this?
No. He asked for a degenerate special, not the the square special. Joe Murray's thing.
You're way too mainstream. Come on, what are you talking about? We got to go across
like
the globe.
A race. There's actually something going on.
I know. It's a big deal.
I got that for the weekend, yeah.
That is not a degenerate special. That's just, hey, you should bet this. I want something that Lifschitz has got inside knowledge.
The name of the two teams again?
Seongnam and Sangju Sangmu.
Okay. And they play what sport?
Korean soccer.
It's the same league that you hit on during the show a couple of weeks ago, Rich.
Correct.
Yeah, but under 2.5. This is going to be an awful soccer game.
If I'm looking at the line right there, 2.5, man, a 2-1 game, then you it's tough.
Well, Rich didn't clear everyone's until the 86th minute the last time. So
I don't know. Yeah. Lockhart last week was like, oh, this is a 3.5 line. I was like, oh, 3.5. I knew nothing about the teams. And 3.5 just looked too high to me. Uh-huh. And it finished 2-1.
So how much are you putting on this, Rich?
You know what? Let's put 300 on this one.
Whoa. Wow. Two rowboats. Wow.
Two rowboats. I'm going two dose rowboats.
Two dinghies.
Two rowboats on this one.
Dude, I'm pulling a double dinghy.
Wow.
I mean, you could turn that dinghy into, you know, a full-on rowboat.
Something inflatable with a motor. Yeah,
the goal is to get him a yacht by the end of the year.
Yes. Yes, a yacht.
I want to get like an air freshener, like a really cool one to put on the front.
All right, a double dinghy on the under.
A double dinghy.
I'll let you know. It starts at 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
The Sierra is your air freshener. All right, let's talk about the Belmont Stakes. Is people looking for something to bet on? The Belmont Stakes going off. And now, is this without an audience?
I believe so. So normally, obviously, there's the Derby first and then the Belmont. So this will be first this year. And I believe they're going to shorten the track a little bit because it is the first.
Yeah.
The first running. So, obviously you got to look at jockeys, right? Or at least owners first. Bob Baffert has a bunch of horses. And, you know, when it comes to betting these things, sometimes you have to look into that. Also the jockey. But right now, Tis the Law is the favorite at -130.
Heavy favorite.
Very heavy favorite. It won the last tournament to like get into it.
Is Vegas Dave jockeying that horse?
I don't think so. Okay. I could look into that. Tappet to Win is +450. The one advantage for Tappet to Win, it's raced twice so far and has two wins. And it is the second favorite horse. And then Soleil Volante +700. Six lifetime starts with four wins and a second place. So I do think those are the three best horses. Tis the Law should be favored in this one. And generally, Dan, over the last couple of years, the favorites have at least placed or finished second. So if you're doing some sort of trifecta here, I think those are your three best horses. The one to consider, though, is Max Player at +2,200. This horse has a tendency of finishing strong at the end. But because there's a shorter track, you might want to fade that a little bit here. But at +2,200, that's something at least to look into. And then at +3,000, there's Jungle Runner. The horse finished eighth in the Arkansas Derby a little while ago, but it was only 22 lengths short. So, it could have went from, eighth to third. So that's somebody I'd take as a long shot here. But overall, I think Tis the Law, Tappet to Win, and Soleil Volante. Square. I think one of those three horses win.
I don't think Soleil Volante is square at all. It was actually super sharp. It was 18-1 a couple weeks ago and is now down to 8-1. I've been in on that horse for a little bit, so that is my pick. Definitely sharpened down to a price that's probably more respectable, but I agree. Soleil Volante.
If I went with a dark horse, Dr. Post. Is it a band name or a horse?
Or a racehorse, yeah.
+750, two wins and three career starts. So at +750 might be worth it. But again, a shorter track. This isn't going to be it's the first time that it's not the Kentucky Derby here. I'm not an expert in this, but I've placed and won money in every single one of these. So to me, I think Tis the Law is the heavy favorite. But if I had to go somewhere else, it'd either be Tappet to Win.
Rich, sounds like some good deals here, Rich. Maybe a second bet?
Farmington Road. I grew up right by Farmington Road.
Yeah.
I grew up within walking distance of Farmington Road. That's a sign. Rich, $500 on Farmington Road.
I might have to put another dinghy on that one. You know what?
We got some good bets here. I mean,
take Farmington Road.
Farmington Road at +2,500.
Liftshats were just saying there was an 18-1 horse that's down to 8-1, Rich.
Yep. Which one is that again?
Soleil Volante was at 18-1 a couple weeks ago. It's down to 8-1. It's been a very heavy favorite in the sharp market.
Okay. You know what? I'll put a two-thirds dinghy on that one. Let's go $100. Let's go $100 on that one.
On who is it?
So Valanta.
Oh, yeah, the 8-1 okay. one, right? Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Man, you're going full tilt.
I like
this
it.
Week.
I got to get back. I got to get back in the game, man. Yeah. I
got
to get to.
He's got the itch. 400 man.
Bucks.
See that? He's got the itch. Yeah.
I blew the bankroll before, and I need it back. Need it back.
We got to get to July, right? Because July 8th is when the MLS starts,
right?
Mm-hmm. And then there's obviously that basketball tournament that's going to be July 4th.
Oh, the basketball tournament.
The hot dog.
I was going to say the hot dog contest
is not going to be televised. It's not going to be within an audience. It's going to be in a private room.
Which is going to be awesome.
Okay, with that, too.
That's the one where it's like a winner-take-all
million
dollars.
The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Oh, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Sorry.
Yes.
That's like one of the highest bet events,
by
the way.
That is the Chestnut event, as we now know.
Oh, yes. Joey Chestnut Classic.
The Chestnut Invitational.
Yeah, without a question. And watching it with no fans is going to be pretty funny because you're going to hear every horrible sound that comes out of their mouths. They're stuffing their gullets. I watch that every single year. Every year I watch that. It's a 4th of July tradition.
Exactly.
Not this year. You're going to be out on the dinghy.
I'm going to be out on the dinghy. Unless I lose my butt in these bets, then I'm going to have to sell the old dinghy, dingaroonie. But now I've got a double dinghy on the degenerate special, and I've got 2/3 dinghy on that whatever a solo Volante 8-1 deal is. That's what I'm getting it at, right? 8-1?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. All right. I will take those odds. I need to find out about your masterclass, Joe.
Honestly, everything went great. We had about 20 people plus. Everything went well. At the end, people did ask questions. Wallach's giving me the eye.
What question did they ask,
Joe?
A couple
people just asked, hey, guys, we love you on the radio. Does it ever hurt either of your guys' feelings when...
No. They didn't ask both of you. They only asked one guy about that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. What was the answer, Joe?
It's all a bit. It's all a...
No, I want to hear the...
Still all good.
I want to hear the audio of the question and exactly how he answered that.
Do you have audio?
I don't.
Oh, that's not true.
Do you have video of that? Yes, you do.
I don't.
Who does?
I don't know.
Joe?
I didn't host it. So
all right. Well, Rich, let's leave him with a little Sarge, maybe to pick him up for the big gambling weekend with the Belmont Stakes and this Russian soccer, whatever the hell they were betting on. Whatever.
South Korean.
South Korean. Whatever. Let's leave him with a little bit of Sarge. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz, the Bankroll Boys. You can. Listen to the Over Under 98.5
Saturday
podcast.
At 7.
Saturday at 7. Hear them live right here on these very airwaves. Rich, do we have something?
I do.
All right, we'll leave
you
with this, and then we'll be right back. Thanks, guys.
So, it's all good, baby.
I could say Super Sarge here with Flash Gordon kind of thing.
So, Sargus wins.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Put your dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
985 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. We got to talk later on about this article about what's going on in Rhode Island. That is...
I was hoping you'd kind
fabulous
of bring it up
stuff,
now.
Rich. Just absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. I mean, all right, let's just get to it now.
Yes,
because this is one of those things that just jumps out at you, and the more you read it, the funnier it gets. Like almost as if it's an Onion article. So there's an article in the Boston Globe this morning that says Providence strip clubs can now offer outdoor dancing, but many performers are not showing up. And underneath it is just the saddest photo outside the Foxy Lady. And it's just these, I guess it's the employees milling around, and they're all wearing like way too much clothes. Like it's freezing, even though it's the summer. I don't know when this picture was taken, but all I know is that the article just reads like a parody. So it starts with this: Frank DeLuca has a problem. The owner, and by the way, think about how tough it would be if you own a strip club during all of this. I mean, because restaurants are having a hard time. They have to move everything outdoors. So now just start thinking, how does a strip club handle this? Well, they've answered the question here.
Well, what you're doing is you're saying, first of all, hey, everybody, I'm in a strip club, drive by and honk. And second of all, you're saying, I can't see your face.
Well,
and,
let's read, because the way this reads out, they get a very clear picture of... how things are going down at the Foxy Lady, it says, and other clubs. It says Frank DeLuca has a problem. The owner of Club Fantasies, a Providence strip club, said that just one performer showed up last week when the venue reopened for outdoor dancing. The only entertainment the club can offer under state restrictions currently in place due to COVID-19. Most dancers, DeLuca said, are reluctant to return to work since they are now prohibited from offering more lucrative lap dances to individual customers. Quote, without doing the side dance, some people call them lap dances, I call them side dances, they don't make as much in tips, DeLuca said. First of all, I love that. I got my own name for them. You got your pedestrian too. They're called side dances. They won't make enough money for themselves. What's that?
Could he have a better name than DeLuca?
Yeah, hey, it's Frank DeLuca. It's like if you're writing a novel.
Yeah, I own a couple jug stores.
They won't make enough money for themselves. I can't tell them to come in. It's up to them because they're independent contractors. Many of them, DeLuca said, are also collecting unemployment. And it's not just the performers who are unhappy with the no lap dance policy. DeLuca said the few customers who trickled in last week were disappointed to learn the up close services weren't available. About two dozen patrons visited Fantasies on both nights last week, DeLuca said, but, quote, there was probably more that came and left when they found out the girls could not do a side dance. Still, DeLuca says he plans to open Fantasies at noon on Thursday as scheduled. I'm going to give it another shot. They said DeLuca and three of his competitors, Desire, the Cadillac Lounge, and the Fox Lady, got the okay to open last week from the Providence Board of Licensing. They said after a panel reviewed a detailed safety plan the clubs jointly submitted. Okay, now they have all these safety protocols they have to go by. They said Conley said the licensing board wanted to be sure the outdoor dances were visible only to patrons, not to the public. So think of this. You go to a strip club and your whole goal is that you have to dance outside, but no one can see it. So you just have to set up some sort of outdoor barrier, and only one girl showed up. And she's the only one who wanted to work because
can you imagine if you're a kid who lives in that neighborhood? How exciting this is.
Right, everything inside has to be outside.
Yeah, it would be like Tetris to get something that you could look over the fence. I mean, this is how you're spending your summer. Yeah, I mean, this is how I would be. My entire summer would be to look at as much of this as possible.
It says, under the club's plan approved last week, they'll take a number of precautions, including spacing tables at least 8 feet apart, or separated by plexiglass or a similar barrier, requiring masks for all staff, including the dancers, requiring masks for customers when they interact with the staff, sanitizing the stage between performances, that's a job, requiring temperature checks for all the customers and staff with no one allowed on the premises if they have a temperature over 100.4 degrees, and of course, hand washing. So that's, the dancers are wearing masks.
See,
you're wearing a mask. What's that?
Oh, you said hand washing.
Hand washing, yes, yes,
so
yes.
So this is, and then it's very hard to wear the mesh shorts. Yeah, I God bless these people trying to make the business outside, but it does seem like you're giving up a lot of privacy and a lot of the things that you go to a strip club for, because really, who goes to a strip club at noon on a Thursday and just like, just watch the ladies dance.
Right. And everyone driving by sees like, hey, there's a dude going to a strip club. You know, yeah. Just, everyone sees you there. So it's like, you know, the kind of like quiet embarrassment shame isn't like shielded from anyone. The whole world knows, hey, I'm spending the afternoon at Desire Strip Club down in Providence.
Right. It's not like that they, you know, are just looking for your car in the parking lot. I mean, they can see
you're
you
there.
Yeah. It's like parking lot has two cars in it, one of which is yours.
So. Yeah. And then they can turn around and walk in and just watch you sitting there looking at nude chicks outside. I mean, this is, listen, God bless him.
With masks on, but it's just, can you imagine showing up to work as one of the dancers and being like, well, you're the only one who showed up today, Trixie. You're going to be dancing outside on this card table while there's six dudes in these fold-out chairs in the parking lot. So enjoy yourself. Can't get any extra money from, like, lap dances.
So, no, you're just going to be working on dollar tips from these 20 guys. You're probably making about $40, which the you guys have to are share making, with the DJ.
Fred, they're making paper airplanes out of their ones so it can just reach them so they don't get 6 feet away, just so it'll get anywhere near them.
Because when I think strip club, I'm like, stay as far away as possible. That's what I want. I want it, the whole purpose leaves. When I mean, the whole idea is the woman, oh, look at this, I'm getting a lap dance. This just takes all the fun away. And Dan made a point, and I don't think it's nice, but he said maybe the mask helps in some situations, but he probably does it noon.
It is Providence Conference. Noon on a Thursday.
Yeah, no, it might be a point there.
Noon on a Thursday, perhaps. Yeah. I mean, that's cesarean section time.
I mean, you're waiting for the big guns to come in at night, right? Is that what you're waiting for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you're working a... if you're working the day shift on a Thursday, chances are that life didn't go that well for you.
And you're the only one who showed up.
Well, I mean, that's just because you're a hard worker. Okay. I mean, that's just showing off for the man.
All right. If anyone, I know that we obviously are, I don't know if we reach Providence, but has anybody gone to the outdoor strip club? I need to know what that experience
is like.
You're
really asking for 20 people.
Are you
this
one
is
of the
legit
people in
needle
this article?
In the haystack here, Rich.
Have you driven by?
Just driven by, exactly.
Has anyone driven by and seen the outdoor strip club?
All right.
Because I want to know what's going on there and how they're trying to shield the dancers, because the picture they're showing is basically just like an open parking lot. So 617-779-0985. If any of you guys have seen any of these places in action in the parking lot, because I got to think, like, I'm wondering, you know, like, is this the same thing for Massachusetts as well? Like, if you go by DB's Golden Banana or the Cabaret right now,
there's no way they're open.
Is there anything out there? Well, I mean, I guess if you're a restaurant, you're open outside.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no way that those strip clubs are open. I mean, Providence is a, you know, that's a situation where people think outside the box.
It's an anything goes city, is that it?
It's an anything goes. I mean, they were, you know, I'm going down to Newport this weekend. I mean, you know, it's moving, jigging, headline making. Maybe I'll go sit at the outdoor Foxy Lady.
Just like
back in a lawn chair and just, you know, bring a cooler brews.
You're sitting there, Mom, there's my baseball coach.
Yes.
In the parking lot, 10 feet away from a naked woman, just staring at her.
Yeah, like
in a lawn chair.
All week is just this drudge of hell, and all you want to do is spend an hour in the Foxy Lady for lunch on a Thursday, and they make you go outside and just ruin your life. Yeah, it's me. No, I'm at the strip club.
Right, it's just like the most depressing. Like, do you still play upbeat music? Because it's really not an upbeat situation. It's fairly depressing.
No, they play Bauhaus, and the girls just kind of like,
it's like
rock
get
back
ready.
And forth.
Here comes, lady, here comes Daisy.
No one knows what it's like to be the Batman.
Just everyone's crying
to be
through
the
their
sad
masks.
Man.
But, I mean, this is the problem, is a lot of good people can't work right now because the strip club has to be outside. Has to be outside. You have to social distance, which is the two words I don't want associated with going to a strip club. Now, it's been quite some time before I've been to a strip, since I've been to a strip club. But, Mark, go ahead on line one.
So, Rhode Island Dolls in Woonsocket, it's a sight to be seen. In the middle of a residential area, driving by it with the family, and they have a white pop-up tent set up. one pole in the middle, girl dancing on the table, and exactly what you said. About four or five tables set up with guys social distanced, and I just, it was just mind blowing. Just stuck in traffic, looking to your right, and just seeing it. It's just absolutely hysterical.
So you could be stuck in a light.
Of course. My son goes to the back seat. Daddy, what is that? What is that head? I didn't know how to answer. I said, it. You're having a good time, buddy.
Chuggy McGee. That's right. It's the circus. I mean, you're right, Fred. If you're like 13 or something, I mean, this is like, you know, like your prayers have been answered.
Oh, no. I mean, it's like if you thought you tried hard finding porn in the park, I mean, this is this is Mission Impossible. I mean, this is like in the Sandlot where they tried to get the ball back. I mean, you're rigging up like cranes and pulleys, and it's like Mousetrap. Oh, yeah. That would be what I do from the time I wake up in the morning until the time I go to bed, would be trying to figure out how to see boobies.
Booty boobs. Like booty, what businesses boobs are around there that you could convince your parents that you have to go to? Like, you purposely rip holes in your shoes so you can have to go to the, like, the old Payless that's right next to the strip club?
Me and the parents aren't talking. I'm too busy drawing up blueprints and schematics of how we're going to do this thing. And then once you find out the way, the arguments. I mean, this is like heaven if you're a kid trying to sneak a peek into there. All right, well, we have audio of Ray Lewis that we'll hear at 8 o'clock. We'll be back in just a moment.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot, and the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What is proving to be a beautiful... How about these days, guys? All these beautiful days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are living the life right here. Well, apparently, there is some Ray Lewis audio that we will get to right after the headlines at 8 o'clock. There will be no commercials. Mm-hmm. And Rich has got his dinghy that he has been rolling around in. I think your flight of fancy. Are you already thinking about getting in the dinghy today?
Oh yeah. It's my little happy place. although I don't know if my arms can take it, to be quite honest. Like 30 minutes on the dinghy, dude. I mean, I'm going to come back and I'm going to look like, you know, I'm going to have like the body of Dwight Howard when I show up. I'm just going to be like an action figure. You got to watch out. But it's
because you are really like this whole thing is screwing you because of Mary's compromised immunity. Like you really can't do anything.
No, so I can't do a lot. I mean, it's like, you know, I really, and I'm, by the way, I'm all pro. Everybody can do almost anything that you want outdoors as long as you have a mask. That's great. But even with me, it's like I got to take that extra level of precaution. And, you know, listen, I'm trying to get creative in finding ways to not think about that.
You know, when was the last time that you have, like, talked to someone at any length in person?
Oh, like length? Other than, you know, having to pick something up,
yes,
like at curbside from the grocery store?
Like, you've had, like, you know, a 20-minute conversation or something.
It's been since, like, March 10th. It's been since this whole thing started. Yeah. I mean, like a real face-to-face conversation with somebody for over a... I mean, there's people when you're walking your dog, you see across the street, and you just have you exchange pleasantries. But no, I mean, that's been...
No, that's not talking. That's just too...
Oh, no. And I hate Zoom. Like, Zoom does something to me. Like, I just... Like, that much screen time, and you've got all these people staring at you, and you're staring back at them... Like, I think that's, like, bad for you. Like, it's just bad for your complex. You just get angry after a while.
No, Zoom is depressing.
Yeah.
Like, there's times where just, like, Zoom.
I've been on a Zoom for, like, my kid's school. There's been times where halfway through it, I've just told Mary, I'm like, I gotta leave. Like, it's just, I don't like all of these faces, and I don't like my face sitting there. It just, it becomes too much, and there's something inside of me that goes, "This, I don't want to be a part of this."
So and just know that you're not arguing with your family at all. This is that you've been able to be in such close proximity with them for this long without getting into it with them.
No, I mean, listen, I mean, there's normal family stuff where the kids, you know, will punch each other in the balls over and over. But I mean, other than that, no, there haven't been like any blowouts or anything like that. I think it's just because I know when to disappear. Like I know when to get in the dinghy. And just stay away from everybody. And that's kind of been it. And I've fixed stuff around the house that I've never known how to do. I've botched stuff at the house that I've never... Dude, there's nothing left to fix here. I'm going insane. When I see you guys, I'm not going to be able to shut up. I'm going basically going to be like a... It's going to be like Sarge when a female wrestler shows up to the station. That's going to be me when I see you guys. So just know, even though I'm stuck in that other room and I'm not going to be able to be in the studio with you, I'm basically going to be like the Midnight Express scene, pressing myself up against the glass, wanting some sort of human interaction.
Yeah, because I don't envy you, because you have a lot more restrictions placed on you than the rest of us. Mm-hmm. So to have gone all that time without any kind of human interaction besides, you know, very surface stuff, I mean, that's got to suck. I mean, that's really got to suck.
Yeah, so. It's not the best. and listen, that's why I completely welcome there being me living vicariously through you guys. That's awesome.
That's
no, please talk to me. But that's why, I read these stories about a guy sitting 10 feet away from somebody dancing in the parking lot of the Foxy Lady. And I'm like, what's that like, being 10 feet away from somebody?
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
Take a ferry and go to the Foxy Lady. It seems all on the level.
It's not that far. Yeah, right. I could just hop on the ferry and be right over there in no time. So, yep, it's... So there, I mean, you know, and I'm starting to look like a hobo. I mean, that's like, I haven't cut my hair in three and a half months since we got here.
Are you even bothering shaving?
I am, because I hate it. Like, I let it grow for like 2 weeks, and then it becomes like a pain in the ass, and I hate it. Like, I can't eat. It gets crap in my beard. I'm not good at having a beard. So I shave that, and which is awful. But, I mean, everything else, I mean, it.
How long is the hair? 3.5 months without a haircut's a lot.
So I put, like, a hat on, and the hair, for the first time, like, curls out underneath it, like, outside of it. Which is great, because my hair, as you all know, grows at a fantastic rate in all the wrong places. Like, there's certain spots it doesn't grow at all, as you know, but then there's certain parts where it grows nice and fast. So I'm basically kind of getting close to a, I don't want to say a skullet, but it's sure is weird, because it's long on the sides, and then
like
everywhere
Kevin
else it's
kind
of... Kevin
from The Office. Like, you're like Kevin from The Office.
No, not quite Kevin, but more like... Oh man, I can't think. But you put the hat on, it almost looks like I'm becoming one of those 1970s baseball players. Like, it's kind of flowy on the sides now.
Hmm. All right. Well, I have been told that Ray Lewis has spoken.
Oh, Fred, I found something for you that I think you are going to enjoy.
All right. Well, I will look very much forward to seeing this, hearing this. We will have that for you. No commercials here. Just a headline.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.